3. Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast with the Mike Damon. It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
The intro music. Love it every time. Well, you can tell me what you think about it on the website. Leave your comments. Welcome again to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast. And I am Mike Damon. I know some people might be wondering what this is all about. First-time listeners, of course. Well, here in No Strings, we'll discuss LGBTIQ issues every week. And for this week's episode, we would be looking at Uganda and somehow examining and passively comparing their situation to that of ours here in Nigeria. To do this, we will be talking to a Ugandan singer and songwriter, a human rights activist who infuses his music into his work as an LGBTIQ rights activist. I'll be telling you about this person once we come back from the break. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere. No Strings continues.
Do you know that you can be a part of No Strings? Yes, you can be. Support your voice, our voices, be an ally. For a membership, support, and partnership information, please email info@nostringspodcast.com or visit www.nostringspodcast.com. Of course, we always love to hear from you.
And then we finally come back from that break. Welcome back. Yes, we're going to be talking to a Ugandan singer and songwriter, just as I mentioned before the break. His name is Bio Bryant. I know some of you might remember him here in the previous episode tagged Top 5 Black LGBTIQ Songs. And oh yes, we finally got into talking with him. So Bryo, I'm so excited to have you on No Strings. You're welcome. So Bryo, can we meet you? I mean, tell us something about you to help us, you know, really understand who you are.
First and foremost, I'm a human being who believes in equality for all. And I always believe that music is key to bring about understanding and tolerance among its communities. Mm. I'm 31 years old, human rights activist. I direct an organization called Icebreakers Uganda, which is a community-based organization. And also, I'm a CEO, co-founder of Talented Ugandan Kuchus, a music, dance, and drama group for LGBT youths who are using their talents to empower their lives and also sensitize society that LGBT people are not all about sex, but also have other aspects in life.
Mm. Fantastic indeed, I must say. So can you please tell us about your typical day-to-day encounter with people, you know, who know you as an LGBTIQ rights activist? I mean, how do they treat you and how do you deal? As I know that there are some very, you know, terrible people out there who just cannot do but express their fears. Mm.
Well, I must say, on a typical day-to-day encounter with people who know me as an activist for LGBTIQ rights, the way they treat me, it depends on who, because most of my friends know my work, they know me, and they love me anyways. And these are heterosexual friends, and they've always protected me from hooligans who sometimes verbally attack me and abuse me whenever we are out. I've had challenges with my music. You can be surprised that in Uganda, it's a few people who play my music because of my stand for LGBTI rights. And most people in the industry here in Uganda don't really want to work with me. That's not even having a promoter or anybody to push my music for me. So I do everything myself anyways. But still, I've been verbally attacked. I've not been attacked physically because I know I keep around I keep around people who understand me, and I hang around places which I know they're more or less safe, not really safe, but more or less safe, where people who usually go there are just about having fun, not minding other people's businesses. But that's what I always go through, and that's how people treat me. But I'm strong enough to not mind and just live life.
Hmm. Oh, now that's still very sad. Verbal abuses. I hear the anti-gay law in Uganda has been annulled. So, Brian's now for those of us who do not truly understand what that means, please help us understand. What does that actually mean? And what good has that done for the LGBTIQ community in Uganda?
It's true, the Anti-Homosexuality Act was annulled, and this means that it's no longer a law and it can't be acted upon. It was annulled on basis of lack of quorum when it was being passed by Parliament. Mm. And this proved that Uganda still has some justice within the courts of law. And this means so there is no more life imprisonment. Someone who is suspected to be LGBT, there is no arresting of somebody who has a knowledge of someone's sexuality and doesn't report within 24 hours, among others. And that's a relief for the entire LGBT community within Uganda. That was a good fight that the activists did. But nevertheless, we still have the penal code laws that still criminalize LGBT persons. So it's still a long journey to go, and there's still a lot to fight about. So the struggle still continues.
True, quite some relief there, but still a long way to go. So this progress that has been made, can you tell us what measures were employed to achieve that? I also read somewhere that a new law is in the making. Is this really true?
Advocacy and lobbying. Lots and lots of that. We had to create alliances. There was a coalition that was formed. We created alliances with civil rights defenders, other human rights entities, mainstream. And they took the forefront of fighting the anti-homosexual bill, which gave us a lot of visibility, and our campaign a lot of visibility. Many allies from international allies, and also diplomatic missions, which really, really helped in pressing the government against it. But when the worst came to the worst, we went to the court and we challenged the law, which was a very, very strategic plan that we had, and we were successful. However much we wanted, you know, more, but yeah, we're for now contented with that.
All right. Just confirm that. Makes me know that there's so much work for us to do here in Nigeria. So how are LGBTIQ organizations in Uganda managing to navigate through its tight homophobic environment? And are you currently working with any?
Well, LGBTIQ organizations here in Uganda have in a way managed to navigate through the tight homophobic environment. By looking at the security first. What we've done is we've managed to get avenues through which we can tackle the issue of the laws, and that's mainly, for example, icebreakers. We use the avenue of health because that's a much needed area that where we can really talk about different issues affecting human beings in general, well as not leaving out the LGBT persons. Most organizations are not registered, and because they can't legally be recognized. And the way we structure our offices is very different from how mainstream organizations do. And we've managed to survive in that way because we always keep our whereabouts secret.
Okay. Now that's fair enough. I read online that the media in Uganda has somehow now employed sensationalism. into their work, painting a very negative picture of the LGBTIQ community in Uganda, similar to what we have in Nigeria. Now, is this actually true? And can you provide instances, you know, proving this to be true?
Well, Ugandan media has always been there to defend people, writing about people negatively, more especially celebrities and other, you know, big people in society. We have tabloids that are notorious on outing people. These tabloids have really, really negatively impacted on LGBT people's lives. You find many people have lost their jobs, their families, because they've been outed by these media, these tabloids. And it's a big challenge we have. We even some time back, that was around 2011, we lost an activist after being published among the 100 top homosexuals who, and there was a hashtag of hang them. And so a colleague of ours was murdered, David Kato. And this is all, this all goes back to the way media houses are really, really negatively exposing and spreading lies about the LGBT community. And there is no space for positive reporting. And that's why Ugandan's LGBT persons have resorted to creating blogs and then social medias that are pro-LGBT. For example, Kuchutain.
Really sad, sad situation. Really sad, I must say. So, Brio, can you describe to us or tell us what could actually happen to an identified LGBTIQ person who works openly in the street of Uganda, given the very situation?
Well, it depends on which streets of Uganda that person walks in. You see, different streets have different ways of reacting to people. If you go to an upper class street whereby everyone is minding their own business, they're about making money, they're business people driving by, or everyone is just minding their own business. They don't care whether you're openly gay or not, so you won't be attacked. If you go to places like slums where there is a higher number of unemployed youths who are really, really, really idle, and they're frustrated with life. And so they just transfer their hatred, and the only thing they do is to attack. But first, they always, the biggest thing they always do is verbally attack you. It's once in a while you hear of cases whereby someone has been attacked by a public. Others usually just call you names that if you try to retaliate, that's when things get more and more violent.
Okay, here we'll take a quick time out and then come back to continue with our discussion with Brian Bryant. But this time we'll be discussing his career as a singer. Don't tune out. I'll be back shortly. No Strings continues.
You're listening to No Strings.
Welcome back to No Strings. Nice to have you back. We're still up with Brian Bryant discussing the situation for LGBTIQ persons in Uganda. But now we are going to look at Brian's career as a singer. So Brian, let's talk about your career as a singer-songwriter. What do your songs actually talk about? Of course, I have heard a few of them myself, but my listeners may want to know what they are really about.
Yeah, as a singer and songwriter, my music, the songs I always write, always come from the heart. And I'm always pushed by whatever situation I might be in, or something I've had and really has affected me either positively or negatively, I write a song about it and share my views through the music I do. Songs I've written songs about health, I've written songs about
being proud of who I am, who everyone is, written songs about how people in the closet feel like when they're around people and who don't understand them, who don't really know them that much. And basically, I've written my life story, I would say. Yeah, that's about my songs mainly. And of course, I write about love as well. Love, hate, everything, all emotions. Yes.
So do you have an album out yet? I mean, how can people access your songs? Because I had issues finding and downloading some of it online.
Yes, I have an album out. It's called My Pride. It's focusing mainly on LGBT. And on the album, actually, I have two bonus tracks done by TUK, still songs I wrote. And one is called There Is Hope, giving hope to people. And another one was adapted by the LGBT movement in Uganda as the Kuchu anthem, which means the gay anthem for Ugandans. Yes, I composed the gay anthem and I'm damn proud of it. But yes, I have an album out. Though I've tried to get it on iTunes, but I don't think the quality of recording fits the requirements of iTunes. It's been like a month. I haven't seen anything on there. But you can get it on Shazam, you can get it on Deezer and other platforms, or my website, which is www.briobryans.com. Both Briobryans with a Y.
Okay, thank you, Brio. Wonderful time with you, I must say. I really hope I get a chance to talk with you again in the future, of course, to talk about progress and more positive things. So we wrap it up here for this week's episode. Show ends here, but the conversation is always carried on to our social media platforms. I'm talking about Facebook and Twitter. Like us on Facebook using facebook.com/nostringspodcast and Twitter at nspodcast1. Catch up with you there. Of course, you can always email nostrings using info@nostringspodcast.com and me using mikedamon@nostringspodcast.com. I'll leave you now with the Kuchi anthem. This is officially an anthem for the Ugandan LGBTIQ community, of course, written and recorded and composed by Brio Bryans. Until next week, bye-bye.
What are we?
Yeah.
We are the children of the rainbow flag. We are cool, choose our own and proud. No one's gonna stop us, we are here to stay.
We are the cool, choose of the rainbow flag.
We are moving
forward, moving on and on. Never, never going back.
We are moving
forward, moving on and on. Never, never going back.
We keep fighting,
fighting, fighting on and on. Never, never gonna stop.
We keep fighting,
fighting, fighting on and on. Never, never gonna stop.
LGBTI.
Fighters fighting for the rights of the children of the rainbow flag.
What are we fighting for?
Fighting for our rights.
What are we fighting for?
Fighting for
LGBTI.
We are here to stay.
All LGBTI.
We are here to stay.
All LGBTI.
We are here to stay.
The children of the rainbow flag.
We are proud to be.
Yes, the children of the rainbow.